This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
And now I am happy already. I'm ascending my Savior name, and in my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for someone such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Was it for crimes that I have done? He suffered on the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, when I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Was it for crimes that I have done? He suffered on the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way.
By drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Yeah, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
At the cross, when I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
My name is Jeff Dojo Aboaje. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 4:14. The Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Amen.
My poem is entitled, Don't Use Words to Describe Your Situation. Our words have creative power. Whenever you speak something evil or good, you give life to what you say. Too many people say negative things about themselves, their families, and their future. They don't even know they are prophesying their own future. Too much analysis always leads to paralysis. The Bible Living Council. You will eat the fruit of your words. What you speak is what you will get. Here is the key. You got to send your words in the direction you want your life to go. You cannot talk lack and expect to have abundance. You cannot talk sorrows and expect to have happiness. If you want to know what you'll be 5 years from now, just listen to what you are saying to yourself today. Think all you speak, but don't speak all you think. You may be in a difficult situation right now, but let me challenge you. Don't use words to describe your situation. You should know that your present situation is not your final destination. Perhaps, where God gives vision, He will always provide provision. Be mindful of your utterances, because whatever the mouth will say, it will achieve. People might forget what you did. They might forget who you are, but they'll never forget what you said. This enunciates the power of words in our lives. If you ever realize how powerful your words are, you will never utter a negative word. Sometimes, it's best to keep quiet. Silence can say so much without you having to say a single word. Wise men speak because they have something to say, but fools speak because they have to say something. Don't be a fool because you've not been designed to be one. Be mindful of your words. My name is Osei Danswa Elizabeth. Thank you.
My name is Daniel Poku Watson Fosu. I am 5 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 10:30. I am a father, one. Amen.
Wonderful children, happy Sabbath. You are welcome once again to Story Time with Auntie Equia. I believe at the end of this story, you are going to be... Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 16. By the way, Genesis is the first book of the Bible, precisely the Old Testament. And our story is taken from chapter 16. It is captioned, Hagar Runs Away. Hagar runs away. God had solemnly promised Abraham that he would have a son, even though he and Sarah were old. But the years went by and no child was born. Every year that passed made it less likely that Sarah would have a baby, for she was getting very old. Sarah was sad that they had no child, but she thought of a way in which she and Abraham could become parents. She decided to copy the custom of the people who lived around in order to solve their problem. She would let Abraham marry her slave girl, Hagar. When Hagar had a child, it could count as theirs. Abraham, surprisingly, agreed to Sarah's plan, and soon Hagar found that she was expecting a child. She began to boast and put on airs. She thought she was more important than her mistress now. Can you imagine? Well, at last, Sarah could not bear it any longer. "It's your fault," she complained to Abraham. "My slave girl now despises me." Then Abraham said, "Do as you like with her. I'm tired." Sarah treated Hagar so badly and made her so unhappy that she ran away. Poor Hagar. She wandered for a long time in the dry, hot desert. At last, she sat down by a desert spring, tired and thirsty. Then God, our all-merciful God, who had seen all that had happened, spoke to Hagar gently. "Where are you going?" he asked. "I'm running away from my mistress," Hagar replied. "Go back to her," God said. "I have heard your tears and cries. I will look after you. You will have a son and call him Ishmael." Hagar thought it was wonderful that God should see and help her when she was just a poor slave girl whom nobody thought important. She called him the God who sees. Then, content, she went back to her mistress, Sarah. Not long afterwards, her son, Ishmael, was born. What a wonderful God. He is the God of all. Those who are both loved and not loved. Those who are respected and not respected. Hagar did not expect God to even see what she was going through. But as you can see, she named him the God who sees. Wherever you are, whatever you go through, my dear little child, know that the God we serve is the God who sees. Our story ends here. We will come your way once again next week, same time with Story Time. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. God bless you. My name is Auntie Equia. Adios.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Son, my good old Joshua. is waiting and watching, watching for you.
Once again, it's a great privilege to talk to you. And believe you me, God is here with you and myself. You will never be left alone. The blessings of the Lord will be rest assured for you. But before I tell you anything, let us pray. Almighty God, how excellent thou art. You are a most gracious God. We have come to you in our hopelessness state. We have come to you in our sinfulness state. We pray that thou, O Lord, will have mercy upon us. May you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us, O God, wash us clean in the blood of Jesus, and inscribe our names in the book of life. May you give us your Holy Spirit, so that we will be able to overcome the devil and sin. Well, thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I am going to tell you something in the Bible, and it is captioned, "The Wise Decision, The Wise Decision, The Wise Decision." Now, before I continue, remember that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus, the Son of God, is the only Savior of the world. Without Him, you will perish. But when you have Him, you will have life. Not just life, but life that is eternal. Satan has never stopped quoting the Bible. And that is why you do not have to leave your Bible elsewhere. You have to study it. Because if you do so, you will be able to overcome sin and the devil. You will be able to have visions and discernment. And heaven will be rest assured for you. Amen. The wise decision. The wise decision. Now, wisdom is the ability to make good use of knowledge. Ability to recognize right from wrong. To make good judgment. And I'm going to tell you something based on 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. The Bible tells us that God answered Solomon's prayer and gave him great wisdom. He composed 3,000 wise sayings and wrote 1,000 songs. He knew all about animals and birds, fishes and plants and flowers. He became famous far and wide for his wisdom. God also gave Solomon skill to deal with all the affairs at the court. Many of his subjects came asking for justice and requesting the king to hear their case, just as they once came to David, his father. One day, two women arrived and were shown into the king's throne room. As they came in, one tried to snatch a bundle from the arms of the other, but the bundle began to cry and scream. It was a baby. A courtier took the baby and rocked it, while the two women poured out their story to the king, King Solomon. "We live together, king," the first one began, "and we both had babies not long ago. My baby was born just 2 days after hers. One night, she smothered her baby by accident and it died, while I was still asleep. She took my baby from my side and put her dead baby in its place. I woke up to find that the baby beside me was dead. When I looked again, I saw that it wasn't my baby at all, but hers." The other woman interrupted angrily. "The dead baby was yours," she argued. "Mine is the living baby. Yours died." The king let them shout and argued for a moment. Then he asked, "Are you both claiming that this life baby is yours?" "Yes," they shouted together. "Fetch a sword," the king ordered. "Bring a sword right now," Solomon ordered. A sword was carried in, and Solomon said to one of the courtiers, that is one of the executioners, "Since both these mothers say that the baby is theirs, cut the baby exactly in half and give them half each." At once the baby's real mother cried out, "Don't kill him. I'd rather hurt him than that.
But the other woman said, "Go on, do as the king said, it's fair." Then Solomon thundered, Stop, I say stop, don't hurt the baby. I wanted to discover the true mother. The baby belongs to the one who wants the baby's life to be spared. Give the baby to her. It is her baby." Everyone in Jerusalem heard about the case of the baby and the two mothers. They thought how wise and clever their king must be, if he could think of such a scheme to get at the truth. God is able to make you wise unto salvation. The most very place that we have to go and get wisdom is the very word of God. God is able to make you wise unto salvation, my brother, my sister. He will give you wisdom for you to be able to discern what is right from what is wrong. He will help you, my friend. He will help you to be able to overcome the devil himself. Remember, in the book of Ezekiel, the devil was full of wisdom. And so if you don't have wisdom, my friend, you will perish. If you do not have wisdom of the Lord, you will be subjugated by the devil. As Solomon asks of the Lord, that this one thing I need from you, O God, I need wisdom to be able to rule my people. Then you also need the wisdom of the Lord. You need the wisdom of the Lord, my friend. Wisdom disciplines us, and we will have understanding, as in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 tells us. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 3, a man who loves wisdom brings joy. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15, the rod of correction imparts wisdom. And so if you do something wrong and God corrects you, he is trying to give you wisdom. And Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And if Jesus needed wisdom, then you also need wisdom, my friend. Not with words of human wisdom, but that of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. May God bless you as you seek the wisdom of the Lord. Your life will never be the same. May God bless you abundantly. May you live in peace with God and have the wisdom of the Lord. May God bless you. In his name have I prayed. Amen. Your brother, Ezekiel Osei Asamoah. Amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.